information and guidance about the service. DISC works with 12 other services to support people across North and South Lancashire. You'll already know which service is supporting you. They will give you more information about them and the service. You've already met your project worker, who will work closely with you to assess your needs and help you to decide how to move forward. This handbook is available in a range of different formats. Please ask your project worker if you would like this handbook in another language, large text, or an audio version. It can also be produced in a range of colours for people who may benefit from this because of sensory or learning disabilities. You can contact DISC free of charge about any aspect of your support on free phone telephone number 0800 1075 558, or by using our free text service. Text COMPASS to 80800 followed by your message. We work in partnership with Believing Children Barnardos, Progress Housing Group Clare House, West Lancashire Women's Refuge, Key based in Leyland, Richmond Fellowship, Lancashire Mind, Lancaster and District Homeless Action Service, Methodist Action, Northwest Community Services, and Preston Domestic Violence Services. All of these agencies within the partnership support people in a similar way, but focus on their own area of expertise. What is DISC? DISC, Developing Initiatives Supporting Communities, is a charity established in 1984 that works across the north of England. In 2007, DISC expanded its independent living unit to Lancashire, covering Chorley, Fylde, Lancaster, Preston, South Ribble, West Lancashire and Wyre. DISC's independent living unit provides housing support services, including floating support. Floating support is a short-term support service which helps people get skills, experience and confidence to live independently. We aim to provide a good quality service, helping people to keep their home and achieve their potential. Who do we support? We provide support to people who have been homeless or a rough sleeper, ex-offenders and people at risk of offending and imprisonment, people with a physical or sensory disability, people at risk of domestic violence, people with alcohol and drug problems, teenage parents, older people, young people, people with HIV or AIDS, people with learning difficulties or disabilities, travellers and asylum seekers, homeless families with support needs. Who pays for support? The service is free to use and is paid for by the National Supporting People Programme, which provides housing-related support services to over 1.2 million people. If you would like further information about supporting people, speak to your project worker or visit Supporting People's website at www.spkweb.org, which is org.uk, or contact Lancashire Supporting People on 01772 531 482. What is COMPASS? COMPASS is the name of the floating support service in North and South Lancashire. COMPASS is made up of DISC and 12 other voluntary sector organisations. Progress Care, Lancaster and District Homeless Action Service, Barnardo's, Lancashire Mind, North West Community Services, Preston Domestic Violence Services, Richmond Fellowship, Key, Domestic Violence Support Services, West Lancashire, Lancaster and District Women's Aid, and Methodist Action. DISC work together with these organisations because of their skills working with young people, older people, mental health problems, drug and alcohol problems, physical or learning disabilities, homelessness, domestic violence, or support people in a similar way but focus on their areas of expertise. Service quality. DISC is responsible for making sure the partnership provides a good quality service that meets your needs. DISC does this by working closely with teams across the partnership and checking the way services are provided. This is things like making sure staff are trained well and that your information is held securely. The quality of the service is measured using the Quality Assessment Framework, QAF. QAF. This describes how the service should work. There are three levels of quality in the QAF. Level A, B and C. We need to provide a level B service, which is a good service. We aim to provide level A service, which is an excellent service. How we allocate our service fairly. All referrals that Compass receive are awarded a priority band by the Gateway team. When your application was made to the service, the Gateway team will have looked at your support needs and decided which of the four priority bands below that you fit into. Crisis. Applicant faces immediate threat of eviction by landlord. Is currently experiencing harassment or domestic abuse. High. Applicant has recently obtained a new tenancy or eviction proceedings have begun but are not at court stage. Medium. Applicant needs support for finances, skills to live independently, reducing antisocial behaviour or finding alternative accommodation. And signposting. Applicant is in housing need and requires signposting to a local authority housing options team. You will have received a letter for Compass when you received your referral to let you know which priority you had been given and an estimate of how long you may be waiting. Referrals placed on our waiting list are allocated from crisis first, then high, then medium. You will have received a letter when your referral was allocated to let you know who will be supporting you and their contact details. A full copy of our allocations policy is available on our website. That's www.disc-vol.org.uk. Your project worker. What will my project worker do? Everyone receiving the service has a project worker, sometimes called a support worker. They will talk with you about the help you'd like and agree a support plan which shows how things can be achieved. They will visit you on a regular basis, usually in your home. Your project worker will help you to be independent and build up a support network. They will guide you and help you to do things like filling in benefit forms and work or training applications. Your project worker will help you find out about local events, things to do, community groups, education, training and employment services. We can help find services for things that DISC doesn't provide and help you get in touch with them. What will my support include? Support is based on your individual needs, but could include support with the following. Making phone calls to agencies, understanding a tenancy agreement, debt problems, developing budgeting skills, benefit and grant applications, getting help with healthcare, help to link with other services, family and friends, sorting out home repairs, handling letters and forms, moving into a property, getting furniture and setting up gas and electric, touch with other organisations including specialist services for mental health or substance misuse, gaining independent living skills, developing skills to find work and training, accessing places of worship, accessing legal advice, out-of-hours help when needed. Your project worker and you. What you can expect from us. We have a code of conduct policy that describes how staff should support you safely and professionally. This includes the things staff should and shouldn't do. These are called professional boundaries. Professional boundaries protect you and our staff. They are important as we visit your home often alone. It is important that you also know the things our staff should not do. They shouldn't take or borrow money from you, give or lend you money, accept or give gifts, have a personal relationship with you, being friends or having a sexual relationship, meet or contact you outside of working hours, ask you to sign things you don't understand, take control of things you can do yourself, care services like washing or dressing, abuse in any way, they include physical, sexual, emotional, financial, or neglect. Unlawfully discriminate against you, harass you in any way. These include training our staff properly, supervising them, and checking their work. If you think your project worker may be breaking these professional boundaries, talk to DISC Safeguarding Lead on 0800 107 5558. What we reasonably expect of you. As already mentioned, our staff will often visit you in your home alone, so it is important that you behave in a certain way in order to keep our staff safe. DISC expect that meetings with your project worker take place in the private unless otherwise agreed in advance. You do not attend appointments under the influence of alcohol or drugs. You do not behave in an aggressive manner towards your project worker. This may include swearing, threatening behaviour, violence or harassment. Your project worker will discuss this further with you when you agree your support plan. Keeping yourself and others safe. What is safeguarding from abuse? Safeguarding is everyone's responsibility and is about services working together to lower the potential of abuse of adults and children. Abuse is when harm is caused, a person's rights are violated, or when harm isn't stopped. There are different kinds of abuse, including physical, emotional, financial, sexual, and neglect. Physical abuse could include hitting, pushing, pinching, shaking, misusing medication, restraint, and hair pulling. Emotional abuse could be threats of harm, being stopped from seeing people, controlling, being scared, harassment, or hurtful words. Financial abuse could be theft, fraud, exploitation, pressure in connected with wills, property or inheritance, possessions or benefits. Sexual abuse could be rape, sexual assault, or sexual acts that haven't been agreed to, pressurizing someone into sexual acts they don't understand or feel they don't or can't refuse. Neglect could be ignoring care needs, preventing access to health, care or education, or withholding food, drink and heating, not looking after someone properly. Adults and children can experience abuse, and abuse can be caused by anyone. A family member, partner, carer, or someone else. Who should I contact if I'm worried about abuse? If you or another adult or child are in danger now, call the police on 999. Otherwise, if you're worried about you or another adult, call the Safeguarding Adults team on 0845 053 0028. If you're worried about a child, call Children's Social Care on 0845 053 0009, or you could call them outside of office hours on 0845 602 1043. You can also talk to your DISC support worker or DISC's child safeguarding lead on 0800 107 555 8. What support will I get if I tell you I'm worried about abuse? Our staff are trained to listen to concerns about safeguarding and support you to link in with services that can help. This might be by contacting Lancashire safeguarding teams, filling in a CAF, which is a common assessment framework form, to get extra support, or sharing information with services you are in touch with. We'll keep you informed about what happens after this. In nearly all cases, we will ask you to agree to us sharing information, but sometimes we must share even without consent to protect you or others from abuse. Your project worker will talk to you about when we might need to do this. How do we make sure the service is safe? All staff have Disclosure and Barring Services, DBS, disclosures. We train and supervision our teams so that staff work safely with you, help you recognise and respond to abuse. Our staff will help you reduce risks to you and others. We have a clear complaints policy and will tell you how to complain. The work of our teams is checked by service managers, DISC's quality team, and the council supporting people team. If you'd like to know more, are worried, or would like to complain, please contact our safeguarding lead on 0800 107 5558. Your support plan and risk assessment. What is a support plan? Your support plan will record your goals, who will help you achieve them, and the date you want to achieve them by. At our first meeting, we will discuss with you the support you need. We may also involve other organisations who are supporting you to agree the best way forward. Your project worker will meet with you on a regular basis to review progress and update your support plan. You can request a review meeting of your support plan at any time. What is a risk assessment? We will complete a risk assessment with you when you start to receive support from DISC. This will cover the risks faced by you and any risks you pose to our staff and the wider community. The purpose of working with you to identify these risks is to help you to lower and manage these risks and live independently in the community. If the risk of visiting your home is high, support may be offered away from your home. If we can't find a way to safely support you because of risk, we may withdraw the service. This is very rare, but if it happens, you will have the right to appeal to this. Confidentiality and data protection. We work closely with other services to support you well and protect you and others. This means that sometimes we need to share information. In nearly all cases, we'll ask your permission. Sometimes we might need to share information to keep you and others safe, even without your permission. We will ask you to complete a consent to share information form when we start supporting you. We have an agreed Compass information sharing protocol which sets out the way we will share and obtain information across the partnership. If you would like to view it, please go to our website or ask your project worker to provide you with a copy. Data protection. We comply with the Data Protection Act 1998, which sets out how we should hold and use your information. This means the information we hold about you will be needed for us to support you, not used for anything else than delivering the service, keep you up to date and only kept for as long as needed, kept safe in lockable cabinets or held safely on the computers. For more information, please ask your project worker for our confidentiality and data protection policies. You are entitled to view the information we keep about you at any time. If you would like to view your file, please make a request in writing to DISC, Recycling Lives Building, Essex Street, Preston, PR1 1QE. Complaints and other feedback. We like to hear what you think of the service. It helps us make sure it is as good as possible. Complaints. We aim to give an excellent service, but know sometimes things go wrong. If you are unhappy with the service, please tell us. Complaints help us improve. A manager will investigate your complaint. We will try to make things right and will keep you informed. If you like, we'll help you complain, or someone else can help you if you'd prefer. If you're not happy with the outcome of your complaint, you can ask us to look at the decision again. That's called an appeal. You can complain by phone, email, letter, text, or in person. Contact your project worker, the manager of the service supporting you, or the DISC senior manager, Steve James. If you'd like to complain to someone outside of the service, contact supporting people. If you need support to make a complaint about the service, you can access an advocacy service free of charge. In North Lancashire, we have Lancaster, and you can call them on 01524 841 845, or in Files and Wire, the telephone number is 01253 781 301. In South Lancashire, there's Preston, which is the telephone number 01772 522 469. In Chorley and South Ribble, the telephone number is 01257 263 254. and in West Lancashire, the telephone number is 01695 559044. An easy read version of DISC's complaint policy is available on our website, or you can ask your project worker to provide a copy for you. Compliments. If you feel we've done something really well and would like us to know, then please do. We'll pass your comments through to the project worker if you like. Comments. We welcome ideas about how to change or improve. We look at comments on a regular basis and make changes based on these. Service user influence and involvement. We'd like service users to be involved in how the service is delivered. We value your ideas and want you to have a voice and lead the way on how we provide our service to benefit you. Please pass suggestions or comments about the service to your project worker. You can also join groups and take part in things like joining our service user group, contributing to our newsletter, helping us to interview new staff, looking at the way we work to improve the service, completing our questionnaires. DISC hold a service user coffee morning on the last Wednesday of every month, where service users can meet staff and get involved in various different activities. If you'd like to attend the coffee morning, please let your project worker know. Equality and diversity. Compass aims to ensure that nobody is treated less favourably because of their gender, age, marital status, disability, race, colour, ethnic or national origin, sexuality or religion. We believe people are individuals with different needs, but should be treated equally. Everyone should have the same chance to access the service based on their needs, and should all receive a high quality service. We will not discriminate against you or treat you less favourably than anybody else because of something to do with your individual characteristics, which are the things that make you unique. The Equalities Act 2010 defines these characteristics as protected. They are as follows: age, sex, marital status, civil partnership, disability, race, religion or belief, gender reassignment, pregnancy or maternity. If you feel that you have been discriminated against, please follow the complaints procedure. If you feel you have been discriminated against by another person or an organisation, please inform your project worker and they will be able to advise you on the best action to take. For further information about equality and diversity, please ask your project worker for our equality and diversity policies. For a full copy of the Equality Act 2010, an easy read version is available on our website, or ask a project worker for details.